Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Toronto Blue Jays handed the Minnesota Twins their 50th loss of the 2022 season by a final score of 9-3. Sonny Gray did all he could in his start and went five innings deep, gave up just one hit, no earned runs, but gave up five walks. It was once again the bullpen that struggled for Minnesota to give up all nine of their runs. Of those nine runs included this absolute rocket from Vlad Guerrero Jr.
3-in, 2-on, 1-out. Twins down 4. 3-1 pitch, line drive, left field deep. This one towards the bleachers and gone. And the Blue Jays blow it wide open here in the eighth inning. A three-run homer from Vladimir Guerrero Jr. It is 9-2 Toronto.
Alek Manoah had another pretty solid outing. He went six innings deep, gave up two earned runs, four walks, and five strikeouts. He is now 12-5 on the season with a 2.45 ERA. Game two of the four-game series is tonight, 7:10 first pitch, 6:30 pregame. You can catch that right here on the Tornado. It'll be Tyler Malley making his Minnesota Twins debut with a 5-7 record, 4.40 ERA, coming over for the Cincinnati Reds. And it'll be a familiar face of Jose Berríos on the mound for the Blue Jays. He has an 8-4 record and a 4.96 ERA. The first football game has been played. It was the Hall of Fame game yesterday, in which the Las Vegas Raiders defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars by a final score of 27-11. The Las Vegas Raiders had Jarrett Stidham as their starting quarterback. As for the Jaguars, they started with Jake Luton at QB. The Las Vegas Raiders actually started some of their starters, including their starting running back, Josh Jacobs, who had 5 carries for 30 yards and 2 receptions for 14 yards. They also started their right tackle, Alex Leatherwood, and one of their starting tight ends in Foster Moreau. The preseason for the remaining 30 teams starts on Thursday, with the Vikings taking on those same Raiders next Sunday in Las Vegas. With a look at your sports, I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.